then devotee will be so beautiful, so attractive in the eye of the Lord. No one can attract the Supreme Lord by doing tapasya, for giving so much donations, or constructing devic temples. No, we cannot attract the Lord by these qualities. If we want to attract the Lord, then we have to develop the Vaishnava qualities, Vaishnava behavior, and Vaishnava etiquette. One of the example is like the Lord Krishna, when he went to Hastinapur, Duryodhana was having a big palace, huge palace, and he invited all the he invited the Lord. He had made so many preparations, hundreds of preparations for the Lord, but the Lord did not accept his invitation. And he went to the house of Vidur. Vidur used to live in the hut, not very palace, yes, you know, house, spacious. Because simplicity is the Vaishnavism. Simple living and high thinking. Modern people, they are simple thinking, hardly living. There is no living at all. No, he was the minister. So, the point is that the devotees, but he was so attractive for Krishna. Why? Because he was having the all the Vaishnava qualities, like that 26 qualities we discussed. He was having the manners, etiquettes, how to discuss, how to deal in the seniors, how to deal with the juniors, how to deal with the equals. Why? Because this is very pleasing. Our behavior, our speech, our action are so important. Just like one example we have discussed in our last class, just you pay obeisance to somebody, it can bring so much transformation in the heart. This is etiquette. The importance of etiquette is very vital in our Krishna consciousness. The devotional, the atmosphere will be surcharged with the devotional mood, depending on how much we adopt the Vaishnava etiquette. So the why I am discussing this point? Because now you all have understood philosophy, you all are chanting Hare Krishna. Gradually, if the devotional service is nothing, the rasa, the taste which we are hankering for, and we are all the living entities, all the human beings on this earth, they are searching for something which they are not able to get. But nobody knows what is that. Simple loving dealings, love which is full of love and respect, the dealings full of love and respect, and the pure selfless love we all are seeking for. We are not seeking for, you know, big education. We are not seeking for aeroplanes and all these things. No. Really, what we are seeking is pure love. That's all. We are seeking the dealings filled with the love, selfless love. And the taste which comes out of this dealings, loving dealings, it's so much that tears can flow from your eyes out of love. Nowadays people's tears come out only when they face some problems, not out of happiness. Have you seen that a CEO his tears is coming out because he has got promotion. No. If you get laughter, tears will not come. So much money, tears will not come. But if you just think, suppose a person is very poor since his childhood, and he has seen the suffering of his parents and everybody, and then he gets a nice position, then he tears come out, right? You know, because my father did so much hard work, now I could. Tears will not come because I am earning so much, but tears will come because I am able to fulfill his desires. Tears means loving, reciprocation, because he could reciprocate the love of his parents, therefore tears can come. Not because he is earning so much money, that cannot bring tears. This exchange of heart is very, very important. And especially, and there is so much bliss when you exchange the qualities. There is exchange of qualities. Like, how is the exchange of qualities? One of the qualities, let us take example, humility. When my heart is filled with humility, and that flow of humility goes around, it soothes other's heart. Suppose I am humble, I come and I pay obeisance. There is some chemical reaction, cannot say it, but you can say that emotional reaction inside the heart. That emotional reaction is so pleasing that the chemicalists, they say, the scientists, that the separate hormones come out. When somebody is respecting you, somebody is paying obeisance to you, the different hormones secretes in our body. And if somebody is disrespecting you, the different hormones secretes. That is harmful for the body, that can cause disease. But if somebody is respecting, loving, and loving dealing, then the different hormones comes. That hormone can develop immunity to the body, the diseases. Just see, emotions are so important, vital. So what we are discussing here is not something mythology or something, you know, old ideas. But what we are discussing, the basic principle which can give the satisfaction, which can bring the peace and happiness in our life. Peace and happiness cannot come by getting big education, becoming a CEO or all this, no. The peace and happiness comes by how you behave and how you get reciprocation from others in response to your behavior. Just like you come and husband comes, let us example, husband comes from office and wife turns the face away with angry mood. What will be the reaction? Of course, he will not be happy. Or suppose you come from somewhere in the base and you wanted to talk to Jitendra Prabhu, but he doesn't want to talk, he turns the face away. How would you feel? He did not say any word, he did not beat you. He did not steal your money. He did not steal your fame, but he steal what he has done. But we are so disturbed. There is some tension in the atmosphere. Tense atmosphere. What is that? That is the what we want to discuss here. That is the difference of opinion, difference of mood, the flow, the your mood is not getting response. You understand? You want the response. Oh, he should see and say Hare Krishna to me, smiling face, he should embrace me, like that, and then, or he can say this Hare Krishna with the, beautiful smile, or he can pay obeisance. Another example, let us suppose you paid obeisance and he did not even look at you. What will you feel? Bad. And there is some pain in the heart. This is the nature of the soul. Soul wants the reciprocation. Reciprocation. So when there is reciprocation from all the sides, like when he is humble, he expects that the other person should receive my humility with love, reciprocate with my humility. So these are the Vaishnava dealings, and that makes us attractive in the eyes of the Lord. Like another example, let us see the love. So when we are serving, and there is reciprocation from other side of my service, and there is flow of services, then there is so much love in that one. Selfless service attitude. There is so much closeness in the heart. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that these all the qualities, of a Vaishnava makes the relationship very deep and very loving relationship. Then you don't need to have so many gadgets, material gadgets, to be happy. You may be having nice air-conditioned room, nice cushioned bed, this much thick bed, and there are soothing music going on, but your wife has left you. किसी और के साथ भाग गई है, आपको नींद आएगी? नो, ऑल दी फैसिलिटीज कैन नॉट ब्रिंग यू हैप्पीनेस बिकॉज यू आर नॉट गेटिंग द लव. सो देयरफॉर यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट दैट्स व्हाट यू हैव टू एक्सचेंज. द एक्सचेंज शुड नॉट बी ऑफ मनी, एक्सचेंज शुड नॉट बी ऑफ ब्यूटी, एक्सचेंज शुड बी ऑफ लव. And the Vaishnava etiquette, whatever is there, based on this foundation of love, of respect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that that's what makes a devotee beautiful. Not that only that how many rounds we chant, what time will we get up. Maybe some devotee will get up by 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. That may not make you happy, beautiful. Attractive. If you behave harshly with others, then Krishna is not pleased by your getting up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. So Krishna is pleased how you behave with the devotees. That is also a very important factor. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stressed a lot on this. That makes us attractive. Somebody says, I am in Krishna consciousness for so many years, 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, therefore I am attractive, I am beautiful now. No, that will not make you beautiful. What makes us beautiful is that how much qualities we have developed. How much love, how much service attitude we have developed in our heart. Senior kai meaning so that this word senior you can have so many. One is seen ears. Seen ears. Matlab, ear matlab, saal se. Bahut saal dekh chuke hai jo. That is senior. Another means that see near. See near. Jisne satya ko bahut close se dekha hai, najdik se dekha hai. He can be called senior. And third is seen ears, through ears. जिसने सत्य को कान से सुन के समझ लिया है, देख चुका है. किसे? आंखों से नहीं, कान से. तो seen through ears. seen मतलब देखना. see का जो third tense क्या होता है ना, उसको c seen बोलते हैं seen saw and seen so seen through the ears so therefore you should not simply think that I have seen ears because I am in so many years in Krishna consciousness but you should think that how much quality we have developed in our heart how much we have love for others how much we have developed respect humility cooperation how much I have developed tolerance and how so all these qualities how much is there in our heart accordingly we are seeing there may be a person who comes you know 2 months old in Krishna consciousness but if he has developed all these qualities he has his qualities and if you may be for 5 years or 10 years I may be for you know 15 years but if I don't have humility I am not attractive for Krishna rather than this generally devotee is more attractive to Krishna yes that's true therefore it becomes very very important how to deal our dealings becomes very important so some of the fundamental principles of Vaishnava etiquette within the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition our the parampara is called Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara Gaudiya
Vaishnava
God this means Bengal is called God God this Gaudiya Vaishnava and this was started Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he appeared in Bengal so how to deal this is a very important point so in Upadeshami there is a sloka where Rupa Goswami is saying that
Although
Goswami
were Bengalis?
Eh?
Although Goswami were Bengalis?
No, no, no. Not Bengalis. Prabhu Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were from Bengal, Ramkeli, Bangladesh, now it is. And Jeeva Goswami was also same family, all three. And Venkat Bhatt, son is Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Raghunath Das was, he is from Sri Lanka, South India. Raghunath Das Goswami is from Bengal, of course, and then Raghunath Bhatt Goswami is from Banaras, son of Tapan Mishra.
And Goswami is from Mahendra Puri or Jyotsna?
Mahendra Puri is from South India. He is also from Bengal originally. Okay. They were originally from Karnataka, their ancestors, but actually they were living in Bengal. So here, note of instruction, Rupa Goswami writing that Krishneti yasya giritam manasa driyeta. Krishneti yasya giri, giri means what? Mani. जो भी अपने वाणी से कृष्ण का नाम का जप करता है उसको मन से मनसा आदरीयता मनसा मतलब मन द्वारा आदरीयता आदर करना है मन में आदर करना मन में प्रणाम करना है चाहे नया व्यक्ति हो जो एक माला भी करता है उसको भी मन से हम लोग प्रणाम करते हैं दंडवत करते हैं मन में ठीक है एक तरह सबको एक तरह से नहीं करना चाहिए डेली थ्री टाइप ऑफ कनिष्ठ अधिकारी मध्यम अधिकारी और उत्तम अधिकारी तीन तरह के होते हैं जो कनिष्ठ अधिकारी जो कि मतलब जब करते हैं उनका फेस इतना ज़्यादा नहीं है ना उनको उतने गुण नहीं है तो उनको ये नहीं कि दंडवत मारेंगे जो सन्यासी को रिस्पेक्ट वही रिस्पेक्ट नहीं कभी देना है नहीं डिफरेंस इन साइड आवर माइंड वी हैव टू पे अटेंशन टू इट ओके इन साइड द माइंड And then those who are dikshasti, chit kantivishta bhajantavisham. Those who are doing deity worship and those who are Brahman initiated, Brahman, and those who are initiated devotees, dikshit bhakti. To them, you should pay obeisance. Dandavat pranam karte hain, jhukke. Man mein nahi. Unko dandavat karte hain. Aur jitne senior devotees. शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञम अनन्यम अन्य निंदा शून्य हृदम इप्सित संग लब्ध्या और वन शुड एसोसिएट विथ एंड फेथफुली सर्व दैट प्योर डिवोटी हु इज एडवांस इन अनडिव्यूटेड डिवोशनल सर्विस and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. He is a pure devotee, hai, very advanced devotee, like sannyasi and acharya, gurus, spiritual masters. So to them, we have to serve. We have to do service with faith. We have to associate with them, and those who have given up the tendency to criticize clearly. So the pure devotee means they cannot, don't criticize. If you want to become pure devotee, there is one symptom. Don't criticize. Don't find fault. This is the symptom of a pure devotee. Till the time we are finding fault, we are still criticizing, we cannot become pure devotee. Pure devotee sees everybody senior than himself. He thinks that everybody is senior, pure devotee, and I am not pure devotee.
तुम जो है दंडवत नहीं करना तो कर
उनको दंडवत करना है
प्लस सर
दंडवत के साथ एडिशनल
जो है मंत्र
एडिशनल
जो है ये सब
मतलब एरो पे आ रही है
जो मैं कम जरिए नहीं मरते नहीं है ना मंत्र ही करना
दंडवत सीधे पे जाता है
मतलब एरो पे
तो तू सन्यासी तुमको दंडवत करना चाहिए That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and Rupa Goswami mentioned in the Sambhi, that one should render service to that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service, and whose heart is devoid of propensity to criticize others. And we should respect those who are in senior position. So, who are the people who are in senior position? First is the senior most is the guru. Guru is the senior most. Like you all went, we met Guru Maharaj. Yeah? He is the most respectable person in this entire universe. He is the guru. The senior most, he is the senior most. He is the, to be respected as representative of God. And therefore, he should be given the honor and respect as Krishna himself. Jitna hum respect Bhagwan ko dete hain, utna hi respect गुरु को भी देना जैसे भगवान आपके सामने बैठे हुए ना उसी तरह से यानी गो टू गुरु यू जस्ट थिंक वी शुड थिंक दैट वी आर गोइंग टू कृष्णा मीट कृष्णा एंड हाउ मच रेस्पेक्ट विल बी इफ यू आर गोइंग टू मीट कृष्णा टू दैट मच रेस्पेक्ट वी शुड गिव टू स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर दिस इज द ट्रेनिंग बिफोर यू गो टू कृष्णा सो इफ कृष्णा विल वास व्हेन यू आर गोइंग टू गुरु हाउ यू आर गोइंग सो इफ यू आर नॉट इन प्रॉपर मूड You cannot go to Guru and see the Guru as in proper mood, then you can never see Krishna. But Krishna will see with what, how much love you have for Guru. And accordingly, if you have pure love for Guru, then only you will have pure love for Krishna. It cannot be possible that without loving Guru you can love Krishna. It's not possible. And the next senior is the sannyasi, like in our ISKCON movement, sannyasi, there are many sannyasis. We should give respect. Next level is sannyasi. Sannyasi means those who are beyond the one first ashram, senior most. Sannyasi is like, jaise maan liya, mandir jaye, kaise pehchanenge ki kaun sannyasi hai aur kaun brahmachari. Danda, haan. डंडा पकड़ सन्यासी विल हैव डंडा हाथ में सन्यास डंडा
तो वो गुरु वाले से क्या है
नीचे नहीं जैसे वो भी गुरु होते हैं गुरु महाराज भी सन्यासी हैं पर वो भी सन्यासी पर मोस्ट सन्यासी ही सब है पर गुरु इज हैज स्पेशल प्लेस इन ऑन दी सन्यासी देन ऑल अदर सन्यासी नीचे नहीं आते हैं बट वी हैव टू गिव मोर प्रेफरेंस टू गुरु And then anybody else. This is called the surrender. Represents the surrender. There are three rods inside, bind together. Inside the danda, there are three rods. And they are bind together. One representing the surrender of mind, another is surrender of action, and another is surrender of speech. All three, they have surrendered for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. They cannot speak anything which doesn't please Guru and Krishna. They cannot do anything which is not according to the wish of the Lord. And they cannot speak anything, they cannot do anything, they cannot think anything which is not in line with Krishna. So that's why they surrender everything, all three things. So they surrender everything and surrender. And also another sign is that dhoti jo pahante ho, dhoti jo ho humare jaisa nahi pahante, piche nahi karte, keval aise lungi jaisa pahante. गले में तो ऑप्शनल है, हाँ वो भी ऐसे बात है ऑप्शनल. धोती जो है लुंगी की तरह बांधते हैं, पीछे ले जाके ऐसे नहीं डालते हैं.
अच्छा वो लुंगी की तरह बदल जाए.
हाँ
कौन
हो जाएंगे आप देख सकते हैं किसी फोटो में आएंगे तो जो सबसे पहले संन्यास लेता है उसको ज्यादा रिस्पेक्ट दे रहे हैं, और जो बाद में संन्यास लेते हैं उनको मतलब पहले रेस्पेक्ट, ज्यादा रेस्पेक्ट नहीं, मतलब पहले प्रणाम करना है लाइक दैट. जैसे मान लीजिए चार सन्यासी है तो सबसे पहले किसको प्रणाम करना है, जो सबसे पहले भक्ति में है सबसे पहले सन्यासी है, ज्यादा दिन से सन्यासी है मतलब आइडिया तो ही ज्यादा है ना, एज के लिए पता चलता है. एज वाइज भी कर सकते हैं, पर बहुत लोग एज एज में बाद में आते हैं, पर कुछ लोग बहुत दिनों से सन्यासी है ना, इसलिए उनको पहले करना चाहिए. तो जैसे प्रभुपाद ने बहुत लोगों को सन्यासी जब 19 साल की उम्र में 20 साल की उम्र में 21 साल की उम्र में, जब तक हमारा कुछ सन्यास हुआ 21 साल की उम्र में, और बहुत सारे तो बहुत सीनियर है वो सन्यासी ने जो
व्यू है.
हाँ हाँ
तो वो क्यों नहीं है, मतलब श्री गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज है,
गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज को भी सन्यास लिया था 1984 में.
आप
लोग क्या
कहाँ
नहीं है ना ब्राह्मण तुमने भी जिसको दीक्षा पहले हुई है उसको ज्यादा रेस्पेक्ट है, मतलब प्रेफरेंस ब्राह्मण इनिशिएशन. देयर टू टाइप्स ऑफ इनिशिएशन, ब्राह्मण इनिशिएशन एंड हरिनाम इनिशिएशन. सो ब्राह्मण इनिशिएशन मींस दैट ही हैज द राइट टू डू वर्शिप, डेटी वर्शिप एंड ऑल दिस थिंग. सो and in that also again who took the initiation first is to be given first preference. Also should give respect to those who are senior in age, harinam initiation. So those who are senior in our in age to us, we should give respect to them. Okay, now how to address the Vaishnava, kaise bol jaise jaise ki jo गुरु होते हैं उनको हम बोलते हैं ही डिवाइन ग्रेस. जैसे ही डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी का उपाय है, जैसे ही डिवाइन ग्रेस पाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी, ही डिवाइन ग्रेस.
पाल कृष्ण महाराज जो है ये पूरे इस्कॉन जो है उसके मंदिर है सबके गुरु है.
नहीं सबके नहीं है, देयर आर सो मेनी गुरु इन इस्कॉन, वन ऑफ द गुरु. गुरु मीन्स प्योर गुरु, My guru cannot be your guru. Understand? So I will address only my guru as his divine grace.
I think you are over
his
guru.
Yeah. He is
your guru.
Yeah. So I will address my guru as his divine grace. His holiness. Jabhataka Swami, His Holiness, Bhakti Vikas Swami, His Holiness, as they start saying. His Holiness, Kadambakanam Swami, and then, the Bhakti initiated devotee, he says, His Grace. His Grace, Ananya Prem Prabhu. His Grace, direct Ananya Prem Prabhu, he says, His Grace. His grace, not all Krishna Prabhu. Those Dikshit hote hain. So Dikshit mein toh unko His grace nahi lagana hai.
But Prabhu ji, agar jo bhi agar hamare guru hain, agar wo sannyasi nahi liya hai unhone, to hum to apne
nahi sannyasi liye bina guru nahi ban sakte.
Matlab ki aap His divine grace ka bharosa rakhne wale loge. Acha. To bhi aap to His grace bolenge. लेकिन ये तो हमारे ऊपर भी
नहीं, ये आपके ऊपर नहीं है ना, आपको डिसाइड नहीं कर सकते ना, आपका लेवल नहीं है उसका, तो आपको जो अथॉरिटी ने डिसाइड किया उसके अनुसार आप कैनॉट डिसाइड ऑन, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट ऑन दैट लेवल टू डिसाइड. कोई आके थोड़ा पहन लेगा, जब प्रॉन थोड़ा बाल हटा लेगा और थोड़ा अच्छा जाएगा तो आपको लगेगा यही इन्हें ही मैं गुरु बनाऊंगा, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट ऑन दैट लेवल टू रियली अंडरस्टैंड हु इज क्वालिफाइड एंड हु इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड. देयर वी शुड नॉट मीन लाइक, कभी कभी क्या होता है ना, आप जाएंगे तो मंदिर में तो देखेंगे कि कुछ वक्त जो गाते हैं और आपको लगेगा ये तो सबसे अच्छे मोस्ट एडवांस डिवोटी यही है, इतना अच्छा गा रहे हैं, है कि नहीं? बट इट मे नॉट बी, गाने में अलग और डिवोटी डिफरेंट है, फिर तो आपका अनुभव होता है सबसे बड़े भक्त, है कि नहीं? डिफरेंट थिंग्स, यू नो, वी आर एक्सटर्नल. द मेन थिंग इज दैट हाउ मच यू प्रीच एंड हाउ मच you have developed the quality. How many years you have been continuously serving, taking so much troubles and risks for the, how much sacrifice you have done, you are able to do for Krishna. To that extent your devotion is tested. And therefore accordingly you will be given the sabko agar His divine grace bolne lagenge to fir we have an important something. We should not decide on our own. Everything is fine, we have governing body commission. Prabhupada established governing body commission. It has many members inside. And no one single person is leading this con. There are a committee is leading this con. Because to avoid this danger of dictatorship. So it was made a committee, and the whole committee decides.
So who?
हाँ, they all turn
in. तो बहुत सारे group में इतने problem आते हैं कि वो जो भी group होते हैं बहुत अच्छे होते हैं, लेकिन उसके बाद से वो divert
हो जाते हैं.
ये तो रोहित से जो आज उसके महाराज हमारे वो उस committee में.
हाँ, GBC, governing body commission. So like वो usual ने गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज GBC since 1975. GBC of India and so many countries. So like that, so whole world has been divided, and the GBC are serving, good, taking care of the temples and everything, they monitor and everything. So the governing body commission, they decide the policies of the society, and they see that the policies are based on the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and anything should not happen against the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Even a single thing which goes on anywhere against the teachings of Prabhupada wanted, immediately action is taken, immediately it is stopped. That's why some guru, sannyasi, like if you know, if they are not up to the standards, immediately they will be asked to come down. GVC immediately will tell them, no, don't become hypocrite sannyasi. Immediately they will be given the according. Like suppose some sannyasi has inclination of with women, so immediately he will be asked to become grihastha. Although in the scriptures it is not recommended for a sannyasi, he should not he cannot become grihastha again according to. But in Kali Yuga, seeing the dangers of maya is very strong, sometimes it is expected that you know even great personalities can come down. So Prabhupada allowed this, that if you cannot sustain sannyasa ashram, then you can come down, but don't become hypocrite that you do nonsense activities in the dress of sannyasa. That is not iskon. There were some sannyasis in iskon, like they were asked to become grihastha, no? Then they could not follow the standards for sannyasa ashram. So people said this is called in one term fall down in the spiritual language, no? The fall down, look, upar se niche aap gire. So many people say that, of course, in ISKCON is quite open, so it announces that yes, this sannyasi has come down. It's a transparent system, it's not that, you know, hidden system, it's quite transparent. Because we believe in this, that transparency should be there. Anybody can come to know, everybody should know that okay, this sannyasi cannot know. So ISKCON is not like otherwise, even somebody is wrong, he is hiding. No, this is this wrong. Very clear about that.
They are still serving.
They serve. They continue to serve, but not as a sannyasi. Not as a grihastha. What level you come down and you serve wherever. You can do class, everything. But not as a sannyasi. Yeah. His grace will be for anybody who is initiated.
Only one question. Say that ki ek process hai jo jaise ki kamchari hai usko jo sanyas lete hai to wo to itna matlab tapasya karne ke baad hi us stage pe pahunchte
hai.
Fir wahan se thoda lag.
Yes, because you know maya is very strong. Maya is very strong. Anybody can fall down anytime. Understand? So nothing is expected. You cannot assert and Kali Yuga, na? Actually,
but isn't that ki maya or jo people hai this time, ek tarah se they are just gravitating and seeing like piche se, you know, kind of path. The person is trying to be a sannyasi, who is trying to be.
Yes. See, the point is that. Point is that.
So they are just making hindrance in his path.
No, maya is strong. No, they are making hindrance, but you cannot stop maya. Finally, the maya is doing its job. No? So sometimes people become careless little bit. Even little carelessness may go down. And like I said, na, it takes 40 years you have, you know, done so much tapasya and you have accumulated everything, and within a second you will lose.
Only like tapasya karne ke baad kahin kuch bhi kuch nahi aisa ki kuch hamara bacha rahe.
No, everything will remain. Everything will remain. ऐसा नहीं है सुरेश कहते हैं ना नहीं ऐसा नहीं है वॉट एवर यू हैव डन दैट इज ऑल एवरीथिंग इज स्टोर्ड है कि नहीं जितना आपने सेवा किया जितनी भक्ति की सब वो लॉस नहीं होगा
इज
नॉट फॉल डाउन ना दिस एक्सटर्नल सी वॉट एवर भक्ति हैविंग भक्ति ऑलवेज देयर भक्ति तो लॉस नहीं होता है ना और नहीं है कि आप गृहस्थ बन जाएंगे बस
ठीक
है ऑनली थिंग इज दैट यू कैनॉट remain sannyasi. So sannyasi means he doesn't have any connection with women. Okay, bhakti to hai, bhakti aap kar sakte hai. Okay, nahi? But, so like that. And therefore sannyasi has given more high position.
Because
of the to control the attack of maya. So like that. So therefore, these are the and DVC governing body commission authorizes the devotee by seeing their how long they have been sustaining the attack of Maya and how much they are dedicated for the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Accordingly, they give the sannyas, they made the guru, and this devotee is qualified to become sannyasi, or this devotee is qualified to become guru. Then they authorize bona fide, this whole thing, bona fide spiritual master. So everybody cannot be bona fide spiritual master. When Jeevi is authorized in his con, then he becomes bona fide spiritual master.
So we No.
You can give application according to your realization, according to this, but then it's up to the authority, GVC authority. They will see that whether are you really.
No,
there is no competition. As a service we do. We also become sannyasi also as a service to Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted some sannyasi. So if I am qualified to become sannyasi, and I am not applying for sannyasi means I am not doing service. Srila Prabhupada wants that you should become sannyasi.
If a devotee has named as sannyasi, what are the benefits of that thing?
Benefit is there that, people listen more. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasi. Why? Because he saw that people respect more to the sannyasi. That's all. Yes, if Krishna. If you pray sincerely with from your heart, no duplicity. Cheating नहीं करना है. बोल ना मुंह से कुछ और बोल रहे हैं अंदर कुछ और सोच रहे हैं. Yes, after one first.
Okay.
Then. Which senior
devotees
temple are
white cloths?
Yeah. So, grihastha will wear white cloths. Here, this very important point. So, grihastha devotees, because the saffron is a sign of renunciation, its color is the sacrifice. The sabdhati amari. This India's janta jo hota flag, that of the saffron strip, that says the sacrifice. So therefore, generally renounce order is given this saffron, where they sacrifice the material attachments and material pleasures. This is also the sacrifice, but because still they have the attachments for the family and other things. So therefore, so this is the, they wear white cloths, or those who have not decided also, they also wear white cloths. Yeah? And so in this way, this is the dress code.
होता है कि हाँ आप ठीक है हमें भगवान काफी लगी है हम लेकिन प्रभु जी ऐसा होता है कि कभी किसी का विराज होने लगता है उसमें किसी बारे में आते हैं तो हम झगड़ जाएंगे कि अभी हम प्योर हैं इसलिए आ रहे हैं ऐसे नहीं आ रहे हैं लाइक अगर मान लीजिए किसी चीज से पहुंचने के बाद हमें दिख रहे हैं भगवान जी तो मुझे ये लगेगा कि होता है हमारा पागलपन भी हो गया मुझे कहती जी हमें जरा सोच लिया दिख रहे हैं
वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन दिस इज ना प्रभु जी सी दिस पांडा Krishna came and he said that you are Radharani, अपने दिशा गले में राधा हूँ और साड़ी उड़ी पहन के और नाचने लगा। देयरफॉर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट, सो देयरफॉर देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ स्पेकुलेशन इन आवर संप्रदाय। रूप गोस्वामी हैज रिटन अ बुक कॉल्ड नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन। दैट बुक चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्टेड रूप गोस्वामी हाउ टू अंडरस्टैंड विच लेवल वी आर very clearly, there is no question of speculation that I am. He says that there are 9 stages of bhakti. Shraddha, it starts with Shraddha, means little faith. The second stage is Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees. Like all of you now, beginning you attended our program and then you developed a yes. There is Krishna, God may be there, so let me chant Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. And then you started associating with us, association of devotees, this is Sadhu Sangha. And then third stage is Bhajan Kriya, chanting, hearing and doing devotional activities in the association of devotees called Bhajan Kriya. This is aap aap log deity worship kar rahe hain, yes sir, chanting, deity worship and kirtan, Bhajan Kriya. रियल भजन क्रिया स्टार्ट आफ्टर इनिशिएशन। अगर हम लोग इनिशिएशन से हुई नहीं है तो रियल भजन क्रिया जो शुरू होती है इनिशिएशन के बाद शुरू होती
है।
नो, दिस इज अ प्रिपरेशन फॉर इनिशिएशन। जस्ट लाइक यू नो आवर हार्ट इज नॉट फर्टाइल, अभी क्या है ना, ड्राई है, तो उसमें अगर आप एट द टाइम ऑफ इनिशिएशन स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर पुट्स द सीड ऑफ भक्ति, सीड ऑफ भक्ति, बट अगर हार्ट जो है अगर बंजर है तो इसमें अगर सीट जल लेंगे तो क्या होगा, पौधा नहीं हो गया। तो व्हाट वी आर डूइंग राइट नाउ इज दैट वी आर कल्टीवेटिंग द हार्ट, मेकिंग फर्टाइल, सो दैट व्हेन गुरु विल पुट द सीट दैट वेरी फास्ट इट विल ग्रो, द प्लांट विल ग्रो वेरी फास्ट एंड हार्ट। बाय चैंटिंग एंड हियरिंग एंड रनिंग मॉर्निंग प्रेयर ऑल वी आर मेकिंग हार्ट सो फर्टाइल दैट इमीडिएटली व्हेन गुरु बिकम्स वेरी इजी टू रिसीव द मर्सी ऑफ द गुरु एंड देन इट बिकम्स वेरी फास्ट। So this is called Samanya Bhakti. And then starts the Bhajan Kriya. When you do Bhajan Kriya sincerely, chanting, hearing, reading.
So what is Bhajan Kriya?
The nine processes of Bhakti. Abhi kya rahe the na? Shravana Kirtana Smarana Bandhana Pada Sevana Dasare Pujana Sakhi Jana आत्मनिवेदन गोविंद दास विलास रे। श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण दास्यम पादसेवन दास्यम साक्ष्यम आत्मनिवेदनम बंदनम, दीज आर नाइन प्रोसेस ऑफ भजन क्रिया। श्रवण करते हैं स्टेज प्रोसेस, नाइन प्रोसेसेस ऑफ भजन क्रिया, जैसे श्रवण, अभी नाउ यू आर श्रवण डूइंग श्रवण, ये है ना, एंड देन प्रीचिंग कम्स अंडर कीर्तन, बोलना भगवान के बारे में, है ना, और कीर्तन करना जैसे सिंगिंग कर रहे थे, है ना, और ग्लोरीफाइंग सिंगिंग वैष्णव सॉन्ग, दैट आल्सो कम्स अंडर कीर्तन, मींस ग्लोरीफाइंग। फर्स्ट हियर व्हेन यू डू श्रवण कीर्तन देन देयर इज स्मरण, स्मरण होगा आपको, नेचुरल स्मरण होगा भगवान का, है ना, देन पाद सेवनम सर्विंग द लॉर्ड एज सर्वेंट, feet, lotus feet of the Lord. Smaran, thinking, remembering the Lord.
Not 24 hours,
but even few hours also it calls Smaran. Smaran, though second year aapne smaran kiya to smaran hoga. But of course if we can prolong then that is better. Smaran, then bandhanam, bandhanam matlab deity worship, puja karte hain aap log bandhanam, and dasyam, सर्विंग द लॉर्ड एज सर्वेंट। जैसे मान लीजिए कोई भगवान के लिए माला बनाता है या माला चढ़ाते हैं, है ना, भोग लगाना उनके लिए, है ना, दास्यम चंद्र आता है, वंदनम हो ही गया, पाद सेवनम साख्यम, मतलब प्रार्थना करना भगवान से, इंटीमेट डीलिंग साख्य की तरह, मतलब उनसे रिवील करना अपने हार्ट को भगवान के सामने जाके, टेलिंग आवर यू नो हार्ट फेल्ट डिजायर टू लॉर्ड to serve him, like that. See, Atmanivedanam, praying to the Lord, seeing, telling how fallen I am, how degraded, how I am, doesn't have love for you, like that.
So, say everything to the Lord.
Yes, everything. You should speak to the Lord. Krishna wants that you should speak. He knows what you are, who we are. But when we speak, then he feels that pleasure. This now he is accepting. Really, we should speak all these things, whatever wrong or things are there, we should speak to our guru also. We can speak to our counselor also. This is also the part of Atma Nivedana. In the nine processes, then this is called Bhajana Kriya. When you do this, then what happens? The fourth stage comes, that is called Anartha Nivritti. There are six anarthas in our heart. Lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, and illusion. So, time to end, mad, love, moh, marah. Lust, anartha, nibriti. This is the fourth stage. Lust, nibriti. Lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, and illusion. See how scientifically acharyas are explaining everything. Eh? In Bhajan Kriya 9, then in this 6. And then, when you do Bhajan Kriya sincerely, then these things will get eradicated from our heart, these things. Because nivritti means eradication. Aap chutkara milega aapko. Kise? Anarthon se. Nivritti ka matlab chutkara. Anarth aapke dheere dheere samapt honge. Lust khatam hoga dheere dheere. Greed kam hoga. Envy kam hoga. Pride kam hoga. False ego kam hoga. Illusion means moh. Moh jo hota hai na. Family, desh, samaj ke liye itna moh. Arre kabhi janwar ko dekha. वो उसका एक्सीडेंट हो गया था, मेरी आंखों से आंसू बहने लगे, मैं भगवान को ही भूल गया, प्रभु जी ने बुलाया क्लास से वही भूल गया. दिस कॉल्ड मोह. कृष्णा इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट देन एनिमल. है ना,
इनफैक्ट मैंने रिकॉर्ड किया है कि जब भी एसोसिएशन में रहता हूँ, एक बार टेम्पल जाता हूँ, अगर हम जब हम यहाँ रहते हैं सुबह से आ पाते हैं तो एकदम पूरा मन निर्मित हो जाता है और फिर कुछ यहाँ पर बड़े ख्याल ना है, कुछ बिल्कुल गंद खाना नहीं आती. उसके बाद आएंगे बाहर जाते हैं मोटेस्टी बोर्ड पर भी जाना है. तो
आप क्या कहते हैं, रिकॉर्डिंग हो रहा है, आप सुन लीजिएगा. ठीक है, anartha nivritti. And then when your anarthas are destroyed, then firm faith, nishtha comes, strict faith, nishtha. Nishtha means then your faith cannot be shaken. So much faith will come, firm faith. Shuru mein komal faith, sadha means komal faith, little faith. Now it is firm. You have seen that. You are not affected by the material conditionings. Women, all these wealth, nothing will attract you. You'll be focused only on bhakti. That is called form faith. Then comes sixth stage, that is asakti, ruchi, taste. Ruchi, taste. Then you start developing taste. अगर आप जब करेंगे तो आपको मन ही नहीं करेगा बंद करने का, छोड़ने का मन ही नहीं करेगा.
रुचि
है, रुचि, टेस्ट. या यू डेवलप टेस्ट फॉर, है ना, स्पॉन्टेनियसली. डोंट हैव टू वेक, नोबडी हैज टू वेक अप, योरसेल्फ विल गेट अप. है ना, जैसे प्रसादम के लिए टेस्ट होता है ना, उसी तरह से भक्ति के लिए टेस्ट आएगा. लाइक दैट रुचि. देन कम्स द सेवेंथ स्टेज, दैट इज कॉल्ड आसक्ति, अटैचमेंट, स्ट्रॉन्ग अटैचमेंट टू द लॉर्ड. आसक्ति हो जाएगी भगवान से, उनके बिना आप रह नहीं सकते, कहीं भी कुछ भी मन ही नहीं लगेगा. कहते ना गायतम निमेषेण, नहीं आसक्ति, यानी ये आसक्ति का मतलब है. हाँ, गायतम निमेषेण चक्षुषाप्लवितायितं शून्यायितं जगत् सर्वं गोविन्दायिदधीरने. दिस कॉल आसक्ति. इतना आसक्ति हो जाएगा कि पूरा वर्ल्ड विल अपीयर वाइड इन इन एब्सेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड, नथिंग विल लाइक. एंड देन कम्स भाव, देन यू डेवलप फीलिंग्स, एक्सटेसी. That is called
bhava.
Bhava in that stage, spontaneous love for Krishna. Eh? Tears will come from your eyes. Eh? Sometimes shivering will happen in your body. Eh? Sometimes you cry. Sometimes you laugh like that. That was bhava. Spontaneous attraction to the Lord. In forget, जैसे यहाँ पे आप पूरा भूल जाएंगे. भगवान बोलेंगे कि हाँ वास्तव में भगवान खड़े हैं यहाँ पे.
अगर वो चल होगी
हाँ. बट पर अप्रकट हो जाएंगे फिर. लाइक भगवान खड़े हैं हाँ ये भगवान है ना. बात भी करेंगे बोल भी बोलेंगे उनसे. और लगेगा कि भगवान ऐसे प्रोकेट भी कर रहे हैं.
तो ये मतलब इसलिए हमारी सोच है कि
वास्तव में ऐसा हो.
हाँ वही मैं बता रहा हूँ.
नहीं
ऐसा
कभी कभी
आज
भी होता है.
और अगर हम ये भी साधु की शेष में और अभी भी होने लगता है तो मतलब हमारे एक्स्ट्रा क्वेश्चन है.
दिस भावा बट वन कैरेक्टरिस्टिक इन दिस भावा इज दैट this bhava even in sadhu sangha stage also can appear but for very less time. This bhava can appear even in new stage. Other stages also it can come but it is very less, for less time it will remain.
So
that bhava, that is also bhava but the temporary bhava.
Temporary
like tears will come when you see goat in kirtan, there is very nice kirtan going on here. That is bhava, but this should become steady, continuous. That is comes called the bhava state. Where continuously, and then ek moment, ek second roya, phir jaake istri ke piche dekh rahe hain. Abhi to Bhagwan ke liye ro rahe the, abhi istri ke piche bhag rahe hain, na? That is not bhava. Bhava is there when you are in temple, but suddenly bahar aa gaye to just the pure love jab aayega stage, then you will not get attracted. That's what asanta nivritti pehle aata hai.
अच्छा प्रभु जी ये सब
घर से होता है कि जैसे अट्रैक्शन नाम किसी को वुमेन से होता है और अट्रैक्शन नाम को की प्रति थोड़ा भी होता है.
यस करेक्ट.
नॉट इट इज लाइक अ रीजन फॉर सम पीरियड
फॉर सम पीरियड वी गेट अट्रैक्टेड टू द लॉर्ड.
प्रभु जी ये सब जो अपन दिखाएंगे जो आठ है ये सब केवल उन्हीं सब बताया जाता है जो एकदम छोटा के बैठा है सन्यासी और वगैरह.
इट मे नॉट बी but how much you have surrendered to Krishna according
to in Gharata or in Jiva also we can
that's also practical. You can say that you can do yes, why not? Nishtha also do. But in Kali Yuga situations are a little difficult for the Vyastas. Therefore, of course they also get it, but their challenges are more, that's all.
Because they have to fulfill all the desires of other folks.
So there are little more challenges are there. So therefore it becomes a little difficult. To remember Krishna 24 hours when you are working in the office, challenges are also there. But it's not impossible also. If you are a strong association is there, girl being a staff, if you can somehow manage, it is difficult to have in a strong association, then it can be possible. It's not impossible. We can do that. Only thing is that we have to be eager to be in the association.
If anyone in 8th stage or 7th stage, then he will not be Krista. He will try, don't, will be involved in that. He has to be, he is from her.
Yes. But to come to that stage, you have to follow other lower stages. So generally, nowadays in Kali Yuga, the situation is so difficult. Following other steps while being in the material education, material work systems, jobs, the system has come. You go in the office, so much contamination, anartha nivritti kya hoga, anartha pravritti ho jayega. But of course, if you have strong, that's why, you know, the devotees are generally the prefer the job which is not that much hectic. Like one of the jobs is like professor, banna, jyada aapko problem nahi rahega, you know, when you are in this time, even we live with, you know, peacefully, not even to mix with the, so many nonsense people. Deadline is something hota hai usme jada. Mode of fashion nahi kam hota hai. Mode of goodness jada hota hai teaching line. So such jobs we tell boys to take, which is more easier to perform. Utna paisa agar nahi mile, but at least they can maintain their mode of goodness. That is suitable for them. Generally those who enter guest ashram, they encourage to go into teaching line, or they should have their own business. Like such things, so they should not get, you know, distracted much by the atmosphere conditioning. So then it can be possible. There is possibility. And then comes the last stage, that is called prema, love for Krishna.
Love.
And in the prema stage, 24 hours you can see Krishna. Whenever you want to see Krishna, Krishna is appear, will appear in front of your eyes.
Oh, real over.
Yes. You can talk to Krishna. You can play with Krishna.
With the materialized or the...
You cannot see Krishna through materialized.
Why is that thing you cannot see?
Because Krishna, the, Krishna is not material, no? Material, matter can see only matter.
But if you want to see, like, if you want to see material body, then
you are
hearing in the material body.
No, material body only, but your eyes will be spiritualized.
Right.
It's love.
Really, or we can...
When you can see, then this eye cannot be material. Same eye will become spiritual.
Spiritual.
Like Krishna gave Divya transcendental eyes to Arjuna.
Hmm. Yeah.
Your eyes will change when you develop, go through all these stages. It will not be the same. Your body will change. Your body will become spiritual. Actually, Prabhupada, his body was spiritual. Whole body was, you know, almost finished, but still Prabhupada was translating from how he was speaking. So, sharp intelligence, everything was perfect. Otherwise, he was spiritual, he was not depending on his body.
With 70 to 80 years, if anybody is remembering and he is speaking, he is like important thing.
He loved his vocals, everything. So, what you say, he next
stage, COVID, because of course, he
was. Yes.
उसके बाद वो प्रीचिंग करते हैं तो कितना हाई कंट्रोल होता है उसमें.
प्रभुपाद सो मच कंट्रोल. प्रभुपाद कीर्तन करते थे तो कभी कभी आंखों से आंसू बहने लगे, फिर तो रोक लेते थे. क्योंकि प्योर डिवोटेड नेवर एग्जिबिट हिज लव फॉर कृष्ण. जैसे कहते हैं ना कि जो श्रेष्ठ औरत होती है तो कभी उसको किसी को बताते नहीं कि रात को पति के साथ क्या हुआ. पति व्रता स्त्री कभी नहीं किसी को बताएगी कि मेरे पति ने क्या किया मेरे साथ. तो सिमिलरली प्योर डिवोटी नेवर टेल्स दैट व्हाट कृष्णा इज स्पोक टू हिम.
उसी जगह में कहा एक उसके बारे में एक मतलब एक तरह से कंडीशन भी उसको मान सकते हैं फिर वो पहचानना है जानना होता है इस टाइप की.
सो द प्योर डिवोटी नेवर टेल यू नो पब्लिसाइज दैट व्हाट कृष्णा डिड व्हाई हाउ व्हेन कृष्णा अपीयर्ड व्हाट ही सेड. यू नो सिटिंग गुरुज दे डू लाइक दैट. They say that Krishna came and this and that, he embraced me and he was playing with me, all these things. Generally Guru, they don't tell. Prabhupada was very strict about it. Prabhupada never showed. Some people ask Prabhupada what is, and in prema, your spiritual form will be revealed to you. Spiritual form is like whether, what is your identity in the spiritual world. You'll come to know that either you are a coward boy in Vrindavan or you are the guardians of Krishna or who you are. Actual Swarupa will be revealed. That is called Swarup Siddhi. This is not your Swarupa. What is, you are not IITian. Or you are not Indian. Or you are not, you know, Hindu. No? You all are the false identity. So our real, what identity we serve Krishna in the spiritual world, the spiritual body, in the spiritual form, will be revealed.
So that means that the love to Krishna is, there is no, not much right now because of that.
Yes.
Because we don't know the relation,
yes.
How to love to Krishna.
Yes. So then that, therefore beginning we should, we don't know that, therefore beginning we should simply think that we are servant. And then servant in which form will be revealed? More fullness. To the extent we develop selfless love for Krishna, to that extent we will develop, go up in the ladder. And selfless love, how much you develop? To the extent you faith, have faith. आप मुझे selfless कैसे आप मुझे 1,00,000 रुपये आप selflessly दे दिए, जब तक faith नहीं रहेगा तो कैसे कर सकते हैं? You cannot serve selflessly unless you don't have faith. So the faith is the main criteria. How much faith you have. And then accordingly we will develop selflessness. And then accordingly we will develop love. Like that. And then we go up to ladder. So these all the stages is nothing but the increment of faith. You can even chastise Krishna. You can beat Krishna. And Krishna would like in gopis in Vrindavan, they will call Krishna. Krishna will be a small boy. So they will call Krishna. Krishna will come and tell them, give me laddu. Chota bachche jaise mangte hain, give me laddu. They will tell, no, we will not give you laddu, first you have to dance. Then nachna padega aapko. So Krishna will dance. Dance karne ke baad thodi der mein phir bola, acha theek hai, to ab laddu dijiye, give me laddu. So phir bola, nahi abhi nahi. So Krishna rone lage. Thodi der phir nachte hain, phir bola laddu. Then they will dance. Even Krishna crying. Why don't you give me laddu? I danced. You all said, promise that he will give laddu. He did not give laddu. Like that. So just imagine that the Supreme Lord, who is the source of everything, you know, and he is so beautiful, charming face, he is the most beautiful object in the entire creation. You know? And such person is dancing by your order. It is such a great privilege. That's what puts the Brajvasis in the so much ecstasy. The charming face of Krishna, crying of Krishna, laughing of Krishna, smiling of Krishna, Krishna is still butter, you know, all are special qualities, isn't it? It's not possible. Just think that the Supreme Lord is coming and is stealing butter in your house. If you are bigger than him, more richer than Lord, so like that. Krishna becomes controlled by the love of the devotees. So, and then they will, whenever they will clap hands, then Krishna will start dancing. Like that. So this is called guardian, they can control them. In this time even they can punish Krishna, like Mother Yasoda. Krishna was eating earth, mitti. Mitti kha rahe tha, Mother Yasoda boli, chalo dikhao, apna muh dikhao. Like that. So Lord was fearful. Similarly, Krishna, butter, फिर मटका तोड़ दिया था, यशोदा माई ने उनको बांध दिया था रस्सी में, रस्सी बांध से बांध रहे थे, तो बंधे नहीं भगवान, है ना? कृष्णा तो पूरा रस्सी लगा दिया, पूरा गोकुल का रस्सी, क्योंकि दो अंगुल छोटी पड़ गई रस्सी, तो जब मदर यशोदा परेशान हो गई, अरे बन क्यों नहीं रहा है, क्या हो गया ये, ये तो परेशान कर दिया मुझे. तो जब परेशानी देखा उन्होंने कि परेशान हो रही मेरी माता, तो फिर दे ही अलाउड हिमसेल्फ टू बी बॉर्न. फिर छोटे होते भगवान बन बनने के
आश्चर्य
किया ना, तो भूल जाते हैं ना भगवान ने जो माया पोटेंसी पुट द स्टोरी इन द फॉरगेटफुल में. Because Krishna doesn't want that they should remember me, the grand God. They forget from you. They think that Krishna is my child, my son, and he is just like naughty boy, that's all. He bound to Krishna, and then she went. So check ki rassi, Bhagwan jo hai wo, apne se nahi khol paaye. Aur phir unhone usse do pen tod di. Just he could not, no, he delivered the Maligriva and Nalkubera. The two bridges they had been taken. One was Nalkubera and the other Maligriva. They were cursed by Narada Muni. Nalkubera and Maligriva. They were two sons of Kubera. They were cursed by Narada Muni. So they were cursed that only Krishna can liberate them. So they were delivered from the trees. When Krishna was bound, then suddenly, इससे ओखली जो होती है ना ओखली, ओखली से उनको बांधा था मर, तो खींचने लगे वो खुली, खींचते खींचते ऐसे तो बच्चे जैसे चलते हैं ना चार, दो पैर और दो हाथ जैसे खींचते खींचते सी गए और दोनों पेड़ों के नीचे फंस गया वो खुली। और फिर जैसे आगे बढ़े तो दोनों पेड़ उखड़ के गिर पड़े उसमें से मड़ीगिरी और नलकुबे दिखती रही। और फिर बताते कि अपने आप को नहीं रस्सी खोल नहीं पाए पर उनका उनका उद्धार कर दिया। This is the Lord, and He is the Lord in all situations, either he is a small boy, like that, but it's like that thing. So these are the bliss of the devotees, no jati, no state, and just eternal pastimes are going on in the Prabhupada Dham. No, Prabhupada was asked and Prabhupada did not tell any such thing, because he said that people will receive this thing. Everybody will start telling his Sarupa. Naturally, Prabhupada did not encourage all these things. This should be kept secret. That's what I said. That's what I said, that the real Guru will never tell what is Sarupa. They all are on the higher stage. Bhava level. Yes. Yeah, no, they aren't there. Imitators nahi banna hai, falsely we have to. Of course, we have the bhakti, devotion, like when sometimes tears comes, earlier also, and that is the symptom that we have the propensity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Krishna prema nitya siddha, sardhya kabhunaya, sramanadi suddha siddha karaya udaya. This love, pure love, prema bhakti is already there in our heart. It's there, dormant. Krishna prema nitya siddha, sardhya kabhunaya. It's not that you have to usko utpan karna hai, no, it's already there in our heart. And just like Prabhupada used to give a example, just like a child, small boy, he has the sex desire in his heart, but only it's when he comes to the proper age, 15 year age, then that manifests. But the desire is already there, seed is there. Only it waits for the time, you know, maturity, and comes to maturity, automatically it comes, nobody has to teach him, you know. Automatically it will come in there. Similarly, the Krishna prem is also like that. It's already there in our heart. Just when we hear with love, sravana disiddhasita, with pure heart, if we hear about Krishna, then gradually it develops in our heart, the Krishna prem. So it's not that we have to just, you know, kuch naya thing karna hai, or we have to create something. It's already there. The love for Krishna is there in our heart. But we have to just, by hearing, we have to reawaken our love for Krishna. That's all. Re-establish our relation, reawakening our love for the Lord. So that. So now, in the beginning stages, also sometimes that love is awakened. Like that. Suddenly, later, sometimes romance comes past the taranga bhaja. Sometimes it happens. But that does not last long because of our anartha. Anartha jab tak rahenge na, that cannot continue for long days. But so therefore we have to be a little patient, because the anartha nirvritti is the longest time it takes, anartha nirvritti. Once you go to the nishtha, then other process comes very quickly. Like ruchi, then asakti, prem, bhav, goes very fast. But the anartha nirvritti somehow, for that we need to follow four regulative principles. If somehow or other you can develop a desire, determination to follow four regulative principles, and then avoid the offenses to the holy name, and develop your, increase your faith to the Vaishnavas, to Krishna. Sometimes people start applying logic. You know, how Krishna can lift Govardhan, a small boy like that. These are the all obstacles, anartha in our hearts, lack of faith. So, we start applying logic and material desire from Krishna, applying. Therefore, when we have all these things, then pure love cannot awaken in our heart. So, when anarthas are removed in our heart, for that four regulative principles if we follow strictly with determination, then very quickly we can see the love in our heart. will become steady. More we follow for a relationship continuously and develop all these qualities what we were discussing here, personal etiquette quality, then very quickly you can avoid the offenses. And when you avoid offenses, when you chant Hare Krishna with love, then it is the Sudhanam stage, pure holy name. Abhi to holy name our apradh hai, naam apradh. Haan, offensive. Apradh ke saath holy name ko. That apradh hai na? Ten offenses. You have to avoid those ten offenses. So, das apradh, aap bole, ye sab kyun bata rahe hain Prabhu ji, se dealing karna, respectful, gentle, kyun? Why we are discussing this? Because if you not follow this, then you will do offense. Das apradh hai na? First of offense is to criticize the devotees. Or to hurt the devotees. This is offense. And when you do this, you cannot develop love. जब तक आप ये सब करते रहेंगे, जब तक आप फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग करते रहेंगे, जब तक आप अपने ईगो है आपके अंदर, है ना, एंड यू आर हर्टिंग अदर डिवोटी, यू कैन नॉट डेवलप लव, है ना, बिकॉज यू आर डूइंग ऑफेंसेज. आप बोल रहे हैं हरे कृष्णा और उधर उधर जो आप भगवान के भक्तों का जो उपहास उड़ा रहे हैं, मजाक उड़ा रहे हैं, उनको क्रिटिसाइज कर रहे हैं, उनको बुरा भरा बोल रहे हैं, है ना, तो बॉथ कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर, है ना. So therefore, we have to be very careful. If you are really interested in advancing in bhakti, then you have to develop all these qualities. Humility. Humility is the most important quality. You have to have vinam. Vinam rupta ki aur hridayam nahi hoti. Hridayam mein bahut vinam rupta ho, aur bahar se hi gaali deta. No. Mind is speech and action. All three should be humble. Humility should appear in our voice, in speech, and in mind also. Anyway, बाहर से प्रभु प्रभु बोल रहे हैं और अंदर मन में सोच रहे हैं कभी टाइम मिले तो उसको मारू अभी. No, all three together. You know, mind, speech and action. Then it is, we can reach to the point, so we can very quickly advance. If you all want to really serious in, the point is that people say that this is not working Hare Krishna in my life, I am not getting taste. See, why you are not getting this? Because you are not developing all these qualities. You are doing offense. So it's up to you. If you want really to get taste and advance in bhakti, just avoid the offenses. And to avoid the offenses, you have to develop all these qualities. That's why I am now discussing more stress-giving on these qualities. How to deal with the devotee, gentleness, how to give up false growth. All these topics now I will be taking. Vaishnava etiquette, how to deal with the senior, how to deal with the guru. When we know all this, whom to address, how, His grace bol ke bolna hai, this is respect, like that. So this, by following this, you will avoid the offenses. And when you avoid the offenses, then you reach the offenseless chanting stage, where there is no offense. And then you will reach the pure holy name, will chant. Pure holy name, you will chant karenge, tem nainam galadas dhar hai, vadanam galgaradas dhaya jira. लुकैर निश्चितम बहु कदा तो नाम ग्रहण उस स्टेज में मतलब टीयर्स विल फ्लो फ्रॉम द आईज कॉन्स्टेंटली इन द डिवोटेड चैंट्स द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो इट्स रियली वी हैव टू पुट वी नीड टू पुट अ स्ट्रांग एफर्ट. दिस इज द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टास्क. नो, तो वी हैव टू वेरी केयरफुली इम्बाइब दिस क्वालिटी. सो देन automatically, and when you imbibe all this and develop love for Krishna, then society and country will automatically be successful. We are the byproducts. All this quality comes in a devotee, then byproducts will not harm anybody, will not do anything like that. Byproducts in sansara ki samasya khatam ho jayegi. As a byproduct, as a byproduct it will come. Main product nahi hai. Peace in the world is not the main product of the bhakti. That is by product. Main product is love of Krishna. And when you develop love, automatically this will happen. You don't have to put extra endeavor. Naturally it will happen. Like that. So, then how to respect the Guru? For example, how to address the Vaishnava? So, kaise kya bataya tha? Will batayenge? Guru kaise address karte hain?
His divine grace.
His divine grace. Sanyasi ko? और इनिशिएटेड डिवोटी ठीक है. हाउ टू रेस्पेक्ट गुरु, है ना, गुरु को कैसे रेस्पेक्ट करना चाहिए. Hare Krishna. Yes, Lord Dhanuka. नहीं सर अभी क्लास नहीं अटेंड करना आपको नहीं एक एक मिनट आप लोगों के लिए क्लास अलग से हो रहा है ना नहीं बोलता सो दैट्स नॉट नीडेड है क्या ओके है सो दैट्स व्हाट हाउ टू रिस्पेक्ट गुरु इन भगवद गीता कृष्ण से समटाइम्स वी स्पेकुलेट है ना ऐसे करना है ऐसे करेंगे तो अच्छा है नो तो कृष्णा जी टेलिंग बोले तद विधि कणी पाते न बोली तद विधि कणी पाते न परिप्रश्ने न सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानम ज्ञानिनाम तत्वदर्शिनाम
ज्ञानिनाम तत्वदर्शिनाम
तद विधि कणी पाते न सबसे पहले वन हु हम्बल वन सेल्फ है ना फर्स्ट इज यू हैव टू सरेंडर है ना हम्बल हम्बल है ना यू कैन नॉट आर्गू विद द गुरु शुड गाइडिंग यू नो यू शुड नॉट नेवर यू शुड आर्गू है ना शुड यू नॉट सरेंडर फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल सरेंडर सबमिसिव एज ए हम्बल सर्वेंट नो एंड देन परिप्रश्ने देन यू हैव द राइट टू आस्क द क्वेश्चंस Once upon a time, Madan Mohan Malviya went to Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur and he asked that I want to ask some questions to you. Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, first you see my disciples are washing the plates. Go and wash plates first. And then you come, then you will have right to ask questions to me. Why I should answer your question? He went and washed the plates. After washing plate, he came back and then Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, now you can ask questions. He said, my question is answered. I don't have any questions to ask. So, pariprasnena sevaya. And we have to ask questions and not only ask questions, but we have to serve also. Service has to be done to the Guru who is answering our questions, who is enlightening us. Who is guiding us? How to serve? There are so many ways. One is Vapu Seva, another is Vani Seva. Two types of service. No? Vapu Seva means taking care of the physical needs of the Guru.
Vapu.
Sarir. Physical needs. And then another is Vani Seva. No? Following the instruction. No? So, like, you know, पैर तो दबा रहे हैं गुरु का लेकिन गुरु बोल रहे हैं कि आप थोड़ा मेरे लिए गिलास पानी लेके आ जाइए या आप थोड़ा आप किताब बुक पढ़िए बुक रीडिंग कीजिए तो वो तो नहीं करेंगे बुक रीडिंग नहीं करेंगे और पैर दबा रहे हैं क्या फायदा तो फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑल्सो एंड वाणी सेवा इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट देन वपु सेवा बट वपु सेवा इज ऑल्सो इम्पोर्टेंट बट मोर देन दैट इम्पोर्टेंट इज
How to know that what is Vapu Seva?
Vapu Seva means taking care of the physical needs of the Guru. Physical needs means like, you know, when Guru is diseased, you know, then unko tabiyat kharab hai, to unko jaake unki seva karna, unke liye dawai, you know, unke liye pani ki vyavastha karna, khana ki vyavastha karna, you know, like that. This is called Vapu Seva. If you have some You can serve inside, serve any way to the physical needs of the Guru. To take him to the doctor, आपके पास अगर किसी डॉक्टर से पहचान है अच्छा तो उसको वहाँ ले जाना उनको इलाज करवाना है ना और दिस थिंग्स अंडर वपु सेवा समटाइम्स वॉशिंग क्लॉथ्स ऑफ द गुरु ऑफकोर्स गुरु डजंट टेक सर्विस If it is, we should seek for such opportunity to come, that we can serve such a way. So we call Vapu Seva. In Vani Seva, you of course, the instructions, class, we are discussing so many things like that. These two types of service. For Pariprasne, we are asking questions, and when he is answering, then don't ask question and think बहुत अच्छा आपने बताया पर मैं नहीं कर सकता आपने बहुत अच्छा क्लास दिया प्रभुजी लेकिन मैं कर नहीं सकता क्लास हो गया सब पूरा डिस्कस हो गया कि मॉर्निंग ब्रेकफास्ट हो गया पर मैं आ नहीं सकता you have to follow परिप्रश्न से अदरवाइज इज नो नीड एंड देयर नो योर पासिंग क्वेश्चंस क्वेश्चंस एंड लॉन्ग लॉन्ग आवर्स क्लासेस unless you don't apply in your life like that and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that stressed so much on the quality of Vaishnava many instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave to his disciples at different times and places in the presence of his spiritual master one should not take disciples like should not claim that you know he is my disciple Prabhupada said once upon a time that when Guru is present, you should not make your own disciples.
Okay.
You take everybody to Guru. Introduce them to Guru. So this is another etiquette. When some boy comes and they ask me, Prabhuji, can you become my Guru? No, I cannot become Guru. No? Till the time my Guru Maharaj is there physically present on the earth, I cannot receive any my disciple.
Till the time
जब तक मतलब गुरु हैं संसार में तो डिसाइपल एज एन एटिकेट इज ही शुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट इंडिपेंडेंटली डिसाइपल यू नेवर थिंक दैट आई एम आई कैन बिकम गुरु यू शुड टेक द everybody to his guru that is the real disciple no? so never even think in dream that is it when guru orders then he can do when guru instructs him now you can do now you do because I am saying then he can initiate but till that time he should not because this is an offense you know thinking that I am more better than my guru this is an offense So many people who tried to, you know, overrule Prabhupada and therefore they were attacked by Maya. they thought that they are more advanced than Prabhupada. Yes? And they are more, later on they left the movement. They went in Maya. Because this is a great offense. Pride comes before fall. So, it should be very careful. Therefore, when you like, this is the trend, you know, Vaishnava trend, that a disciple, a junior always feels humble, you know, brings everybody to his guru or his senior and introduces them to him, never claims that he is mine, he is mine. Spiritual master, first is spiritual master, Guru. Then please, that's how you become first day of business to Prabhupada. अभी तो Prabhupada का picture नहीं है, यहाँ पे picture लगाना है. पहले उधर से आके, पहले Prabhupada को प्रणाम, और फिर भगवान को प्रणाम. Krishna will not accept your obeisances if you don't say first mantra Guru का होता है, तब Krishna का होता है ना. Obeisances you pay करते हैं. One should simply obey the instruction of the spiritual master without a question. Say and accept when we have an advanced realization to please the Guru and departing from the original instruction. That should not be done in secret. So when Guru is giving some instruction, we should follow him without a question. We should not argue. Of course, if you have some doubt, then you can inquire, you can clarify. But then, finally, we should just do it. We should not change the instruction. Like that. So that basically just let's take example like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda to be in Bengal, remain in Bengal and don't come to Jagannathpuri next year. Still Lord Nityananda came through his high realization of understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. So he did not follow. But because he was knowing that when I go to Jagannathpuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be happy. Therefore he went. He knew the heart. But this comes only when we are very high level. एडवांस है ना. अब हम लोग नहीं, हम लोगों को क्या करना चाहिए, हम लोग को बिल्कुल इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉलो करना चाहिए है ना. रामानुजाचार्य वाज गिवन द मंत्र ओम नमो नारायणाय बाय हिज गुरु गोष्ठी पूर्ण हिज गुरु रामानुजाचार्य गिव हिम मंत्र ओम नमो नारायणाय एंड ही सेड दैट डोंट टेल दिस मंत्र टू एनीबडी. But Ramanujacharya went on the top of the Sridangan temple and he called all the city people, town people. People come, all of you come, please, I have very important thing to disclose to all of you. So he cried that, he told to everybody that I am going to give you a mantra by which all of the people of the city will go back to Vaikuntha. And all of you chant loudly, Om Namo Narayana. And then everybody chanted, then this means came to his guru. And why I said you don't tell this, told this to everybody? Don't you know you will go to hell? He said, I know I will go to hell, but I am still happy. Why? Because if I go only, I go in hell, and so many people go in Vaikuntha, that is much better. Let me go in hell, and let everybody go to Vaikuntha. His guru was very pleased. Hmm? His guru was pleased. Because the Ramanujacharya was, it's called selflessness. He did not disclose it for his own benefit. He has to sacrifice. He sacrificed his own going back to Vaikuntha for the sake of so many people. He is ready to go to hell also.
But he didn't follow.
He didn't follow, that is okay. But he was a very advanced devotee. Nah? So his mood was different. He did not follow, not for his purpose, any for his benefit, but for the benefit of
also. So that means there is a difference between the want and need.
Yes.
So how to identify?
Yeah. So that in the present stage, this only can be done by very advanced devotees.
That means in this stage.
Like Ramanujacharya.
In this stage. Yes, star stage.
Above.
If there can be Guru problem, it is what? Is there Guru matter? You won't even need.
Yes. There are three types of disciples. The first disciple is that he does the service without the before Guru asks. He knows what Guru means, and before Guru asks, he said, "Yes, already I have done." That is the first class of disciple. Second class of disciple, he does only when Guru says. And जो Guru बोलेंगे वही करेगा. Guru नहीं बोलेंगे तो नहीं करेगा. जैसे example there was a Guru who was going on the horse. और शिष्य था नीचे तो उसने बोला था कि उसको पता था कि जो भी Guru बोलेंगे वो करना है. तो अगर नहीं बोलेंगे तो नहीं करना है. तो Guru जा रहे थे तो उनका जो है वो कमचा गिर गया, टोपी गिर गई उनकी पगड़ी. पगड़ी गिर गई और ये बेचारा शिष्य नीचे वो देखा, बोला कि गुरु तो बोल नहीं रहे उठाने के लिए. गुरु आदेश देंगे तभी तो करूँगा. तो गुरु ने बोला कि तू गमछा उठा के क्यों नहीं दिया मुझे मेरा पगड़ी. बोला कि आपने गुरुदेव आपने आदेश नहीं दिया, आप आदेश देंगे तभी ना. बोला ठीक है आगे से अगर कुछ भी गिरा नीचे तो उठा के ले जाएंगे. ठीक है, घोड़े से अगर कुछ भी गिरेगा तो उठा के दे देना. तो गिर जाने के बाद घोड़ा जो है वो स्टूल पास करने लगा तो अपना लगा दिया हाथ. गुरु महाराज से गिरा, घोड़े से गिरा. अरे मूर्ख, मैंने ये थोड़ा ना बोला था. नहीं, आपने तो बोला था कि जो भी गिरेगा उठा लेना है, आपने बोला था. तो बोले अच्छा ठीक है. आगे से उन्होंने पूरा लिस्ट बनाया कि ये चीज गिरेगा तो उठा के देना और कुछ गिरेगा तो बोले ठीक है गुरु महाराज. लिस्ट अंदर रखिए. बाद घोड़ा जो जा रहा था सडनली कुछ गड़बड़ हुआ और घोड़ा जो है तलमला गया और गुरु नीचे गिर पड़े. गुरु नीचे गिरे, उनको बहुत जोर से चोट लगी, करा रहे हैं. ये बेचारा जो है खाने के लिए सोच रहा पर सोच रहा है नहीं. गुरु महाराज ने बोला है कि ये लिस्ट निकालो, उठाना है. लिस्ट निकाला
और देखने लगे इसमें गुरु का नाम है क्या, इसमें गुरु का नाम, गुरु रो रहे हैं और ये लिस्ट देख रहा है, नहीं नाम नहीं बोल रहे हैं, गुरु बोला उठा मुझे, बोला नहीं गुरु महाराज अपने लिए आपका नाम इस तरह का शिष्य नहीं बनना है ना। So we have to apply our common sense also. Krishna has given our intelligence. Basically that we should do the guru, the sishya, who knows how to, who understands the mood of the guru, the desire of the guru. And he does it without sin. And it will exactly please the guru. If he will finish that work, the guru will be very happy. Then he can understand that yes, when guru becomes happy, then I do something which without his knowledge, and he becomes very happy, means I am on that stage where I am able to understand exactly what Guru wants. Feeling of the soul, it is expressed, that is called emotion.
Feeling of soul.
No.
What is deep emotion?
Deep emotion means you are showing the feeling, or emotion means it is there inside. Now when you feel it, it's deep emotion.
So when you
are
watching Krishna, the double name, and Shunyadeva,
इमोशनल का मतलब यह है कि when we are not on the higher level of bhakti, we should not imitate, make so that I am on higher level.
That is the imitation.
Yeah,
that is imitation.
That's what.
Anything like
this is only emotional. We are trying to show that I love Krishna very much, but actually we don't have love. No? We are emotionally trying to. कुछ देर रहेगा फिर उड़ जाएगा. That is called emotional. Emotional something is there, it will not remain always. Such activity is called emotional. जैसे कोई पिताजी मरते हैं तो थोड़ी देर के लिए रोते हैं फिर भूल जाते हैं. That is emotional.
तो
ये material emotion. But the spiritual sentiments, spiritual emotions is right, good. The emotions for the Lord is always good, you know? But it should be more like steady. You know? So we should not make so of the emotions. You know? This thing should keep in our heart. Because if you express, then that again I said just now that expressing means I want to make show of it. Krishna is there in the heart, you know? So he sees, he knows how much love we have for him. So he wants to make show that everybody should see. You know? Less others see, as less as possible.
That is to imitating the other. I am asking that when you are going to motion, or you are going to
अगर आप अगर इमिटेशन नहीं है, नो नहीं है, तो आप किसी को नहीं देखते. आपने अपने
पास
नहीं किया, फिर भी आप. You can tell to your spiritual master, guru, or counselor. So उन्होंने कहा कि तुम अपने अच्छे चीज़ भी है, अगर. It's very nice. Emotional is to become, and actually the reality is that we should become emotional. Ultimately, emotion is a feeling of expression of the heart. Person who is not emotional, he is stone. Understand? Prabhupada is very emotional. Prabhupada used to cry for his disciples. Once upon a time, one of his disciples he sent to Pakistan, Brahmananda Sarovar, for preaching in 1975. And then after a few days, the news came and Prabhupada in India, the two Hare Krishna people which came in news before, they were killed in Pakistan. So Prabhupada started crying. And that old man, Brahmananda, is killed. So nice.
then somehow they were not killed. Some other people were killed. They are not Hare Krishna. So they, Brahmananda Prabhu, when he came, fortunately went and embraced Brahmananda Prabhu and started crying, "Oh my son, I was feeling so much separation from you." Emotions are dead. Emotions are very good in bhakti. But it should not be, you know, made so. No, it should not imitate. And it should, emotions should be that Krishna, I am not able to serve you. It's feeling of repentance in my heart. That is the positive emotions at present moment. And you should not think that there is no need of emotion. Emotion must be there. But it should not be publicly shown to everybody. That is wrong. And also you should understand that you should follow the, you know, which level we are according to, you know. Like we are on number 10 level, we should not try to exhibit emotions of bhava level or prema level. Many incidents happen, you know, in past weekend. So therefore we should simply we should obey the instruction of the spiritual master. No? At the same time, we should also understand what is pleasing him. No? Unless we are in the level of Nityananda Prabhu or Ramanujacharya, and the result is that we are really, really pleasing to the spiritual master, the disciple must simply obey, not question, not speculate. तो जब तक हम इतने हाई लेवल पर नहीं पहुंच जाते हैं तब तक हमको क्या करना चाहिए, जो बोला जाए वही करना है, कि नहीं कि जोड़ दिया थोड़ा घटा दिया, नो एडिशन नो डिविजन, एज इट इज, दिस इज कॉल्ड एज इट इज, एंड डोंट स्पेकुलेट ऑल्सो, प्रभु जी ने ऐसा बोला हुआ तो ऐसा हो सकता है, ये भी हो सकता है, उन्होंने तो ऐसा बोला तो मतलब ऐसा भी हो सकता है, इसलिए ऐसा हो सकता है तो ऐसा भी कर सकते हैं, उसके साथ ये भी हो सकता है, शुरू में आप कन्फर्म करते जाइए, है ना, जो कन्फर्म करते 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 कोई भी आइडिया तो फर्स्ट यू कॉल एंड कन्फर्म, सो वन डे इट विल कम दैट व्हेन यू विल नो होल मोड, दैट इज सिचुएशन, उन्होंने ऐसा बताया था, ऐसा बताया था, ऐसा बताया था, दो तीन साल बाद आपको पूरा आइडिया हो जाएगा, यही मोड है, यू कैन देन यू कैन टेक योर ओन डिसीजन ऑल्सो, नोइंग दैट दिस इज व्हाट माई गुरु आइडियली वांट्स. And earlier he has given this decision here, like this. जैसे मजिस्ट्रेट करते हैं ना, जज वकील करते हैं, आपने ये केस में यहाँ पे ये डिसीजन दिया था, दैट इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल, यू नो, वकील का जो पावरफुल वेपन ही होता है, कि आपने खुद ही इसी केस में पहले यहाँ पे ये डिसीजन दिया था, आप यहाँ पे वही देना पड़ेगा आपको, लाइक दैट. सो ग्रेजुअली वी कम टू नो द मोड ऑफ द इंस्पिरेशन मास्टर, देन वी. Therefore, even the spiritual master is not there on the globe. When he is there and you have followed the instruction exactly, and even if he is not there, whatever you will do, that will be right. This is the secret. You know? The picture and the name of the spiritual master is not different from the spiritual master. The picture, sometimes I think in Bhagavan, spiritual master, the picture, ko hum utna adar nahi dete. थोड़े ना गुरु नो, द पिक्चर ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर आर नॉट डिफरेंट, है ना, वी हैव टू ऑनर एंड कीप देम इन दिस स्पिरिट, जस्ट दिस हाउ टू, वी आर डिस्कसिंग हाउ टू डील रिस्पेक्ट गुरु स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, इवन पिक्चर शुड बी केप्ट विद मच रिस्पेक्ट एंड यू शुड पे ऑब्सेंस टू द पिक्चर ऑल्सो, जैसे आप गुरु के सामने आते हैं तो तुरंत प्रणाम करते हैं, जब पिक्चर भी गुरु का है वहां भी आएंगे तो आपको प्रणाम करना चाहिए. A disciple should never instruct one's guru. कभी नहीं, प्रभु जी आप कर दिए या महाराज आप ये कीजिए, है ना, ऐसा करना चाहिए आपको, है ना, बिकॉज ही मोर इंटेलिजेंट, कभी क्या होते हैं मैच्योर डिवोटी, दे ट्राई टू इंस्ट्रक्ट, ट्राई थिंग दैट वी कैन डू मच बेटर देन अदर्स, पार्टिकुलरली दोज वर वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, लाइक आईटीएंस में ज्यादा टेंडेंसी होता है,
thinking that my opinion is better than others. And then they think that what I think is the most important. And when they start expecting, which is very dangerous sometimes, you know, and not giving preference to the instruction of the senior devotees. First, he should develop the art of listening. Therefore, a person who is what is the sign of egoistic person? You know, he speaks too much. He thinks that all people are sitting here full and I only. This is jab parliament mein dekhi kya hota hai. So egoistic people baithe hue wahan pe. So nobody is ready to listen. Everybody is ready to speak only. So this meeting mein sab bolna chahte hain. People are sitting, egoistic people are sitting. जब तक पूछा नहीं जाए तब तक बोलना नहीं है ना, जब तक बोलना नहीं है. और विश्वनाथ जी ने माई ओपिनियन इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट, सबसे लास्ट में अपना ओपिनियन देना चाहिए. सबका ओपिनियन, यू शुड थिंक दैट ऑल पीपल अदर पीपल आर मोर इंटेलिजेंट देन मी इन द मीटिंग एंड आई एम द ग्रेटेस्ट फूल, है ना. और जब मुझसे पूछा जाए तभी मैं बोलूँ इज देयर डिबूटी आइडिया. बट समटाइम्स इट हैपेंस अपोजिट, वी थिंक दैट आई एम better than everybody. My idea is better than everybody. I want to propose my idea. If this will not happen, then I will not do. So the disciple should never instruct one's guru. Particularly when the guru is sitting, he should not instruct, you know, or to give independent decisions. Even if we want to present something to our guru thinking that it may be of help, so we think this may be of help. Then we want to tell something to Guru. We should present it in a humble spirit of submitting our information to him. Never instruction. Prabhuji, main soch raha tha ki aisa ho sakta hai. Can we do like this? And that also humble. Humble. Not that main jo soch raha hu yahi hona chahiye. Aap soch lo. Karoge nahi to main ja raha. You have to just put. And if he rejects, we should be ready to both. He can reject and he can accept. We have to accept both with, you know, welcome both with the same heart. If he rejects, then also we should say yes. This is a very good decision. It must be rejected. My idea must be rejected. If he accepts, yes, my idea must be accepted. Like that. Both equal heart. Yani reject kar diya to muh ban gaya, bat gaya. अरे मेरा आइडिया टेलीवेट कर दिया प्रभु जी ने, क्या किया सुनते हैं. और आपका रिजेक्ट करके किसी और अगर सुन लेता तो और बड़ा प्रॉब्लम. अरे क्या सुन लिया मेरा रिजेक्ट कर दिया, बात करते हैं. But
one thing is there, if a person is wrong, I am not believing to the guru, but if guru agree with the person, that is not right. Sorry, मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता actually, कुछ नहीं है. लेकिन गुरु कभी ऐसा कर ही नहीं सकता कि वो गलत बात को.
गुरु if he is guru then he will never do that. If he is cheating guru then he will do.
सबको प्रश्न करने की कोशिश
नहीं,
मतलब एक
डिसिप्लिन की बात को सुन लिया, उसको फॉलो कर दे. या नो, नहीं कर सकता तो फिर गलत है. मास्टर आर्गुमेंट नहीं करना चाहिए. टू टाइप्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, वन इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड इनिशिएटिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. Instructing spiritual master means like those who are giving us classes, regular guidance, they shiksha guru in the bolte hain, jise hum shiksha lete hain. And those who and initiating spiritual master, the one who gives shiksha, like for example, like Srila Prabhupada is our shiksha guru. But now Srila Prabhupada is not there, he doesn't give us the initiation. Like suppose I am initiated from His Holiness Gopal Krishna. So he is my Diksha Guru. He has given me initiation.
and Prabhupada is our Siksha Guru. And also the devotee, like Mahanubha Prabhu, I take guidance from him, instruct from him. So he is my Siksha Guru also. Like, so in that situation, a counselor can be the Siksha Guru, instructing spiritual master. So when we are talking here about the spiritual master, these all principles apply to the Siksha Guru as well as Diksha Guru. Okay? All principles, all applications of this word. We should never argue with our spiritual master. Argument nahi karna hai. Nahi, aapne aise kaise bol diya, aap aise nahi bol sakte. Aap galat hain, aap ye hain, aap wo hain, aise nahi.
So, how to put the thoughts?
You have to put that, Prabhuji, I am a fool. I don't know anything. But somehow this idea was coming in my mind. I just wanted to express for your opinion. You know? Your decision. This is not my decision. Decision will be your only. But idea I am giving, presenting, I don't know whether it is good or bad. But it was coming, therefore I am expressing myself. And if Guru says that this is bad idea, you are rascal, you are some rascal, you are bad, like that. we should be open in our heart, no? Be real, humbly surrender, no? Real bulla, yare, kaise, pale te, kuch log aisa hote hai, bolte hai, ki Prabhu ji, aapko hi decision lena hai, to Prabhu ji, jab decision le liya, to are, phir decision nahi liya. अगर मन की बात करनी तो ठीक है, मन भी नहीं कहा सकते, प्रभु जी नहीं डिसीजन ले ही नहीं सकते. दिस इज कॉल्ड वी प्रपोज, बट एक्चुअली वी एक्सपेक्ट दैट ही शुड डू डिसीजन व्हाट वी वांट. दैट एक्सपेक्टेशन इज दैट वी दैट शुड नॉट बी ना. देयरफॉर वी शुड नेवर आर्गू. We should never present our qualifications to our spiritual master. यानी कि मैं इतना पढ़ा लिखा हूँ, इतना qualified हूँ, मैं ये कर सकता हूँ, मैं वो कर सकता हूँ, है ना? जैसे लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब अपने गुरु के पास गए तो गुरु बोले कि मैं वेदांत पढ़ना चाहता हूँ. लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज द लॉर्ड. जब गुरु के पास गए तो अपने ही प्रेजेंटेड हिमसेल्फ एज ए ग्रेट फूल इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. ना गुरु मोरे मूर्ख देखी करी ला सत्संग. बोले मेरे गुरु महाराज ने मुझे मूर्ख समझा. सनातन गोस्वामी ही वॉज अ वेरी लर्नेड मैन, मोस्ट लर्नेड मैन ऑफ दैट टाइम. एंड बट वेन ही मेट हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर चैतन्य महाप्रभु, ही नेवर प्रेजेंटेड हिमसेल्फ एज अ लर्नेड मैन. ही सेड दैट आई एम मूर्ख, मैं मूर्ख हूँ, मुझे ये भी नहीं पता कि मैं कौन हूँ. बड़ा बड़ा बातें बोलते हैं कि आप इतने मान हुआ वाहिटी के हुआ ये हुआ वो, पर मुझे तो ये भी नहीं पता है कि मैं कौन हूँ, कहाँ से आया हूँ और कहाँ जाऊँगा. इसलिए आप मेरा मुझे मेरा उद्धार कीजिए, है ना? तो दिस इज अ डिवोटी. ही नेवर प्रेजेंटेड एनी ऑफ हिज क्वालिफिकेशंस टू हिज गुरु दैट ही इज एक्सपर्ट इन पर्सन, ही इज एक्सपर्ट इन दिस, ही इज एक्सपर्ट इन दैट. रादर ही कंसीडर्ड हिमसेल्फ कंप्लीटली अनक्वालिफाइड. दिस इज ए genuine disciple. He doesn't think that he is qualified in front of his guru. The best precious position is that disciple should always consider himself fool in front of the spiritual master. But it doesn't mean he should act foolishly. Foolishly act nahi karna hai. Consider karna hai ki I am fool, but when instruction comes that Prabhu you have to manage the entire show of, you know, arranging the program, then he cannot say, Prabhu, oh, I'm a fool, how can I do? Please, you only do everything. No. You can tell that I'm a fool, but you can tell that if you give your mercy, then I can do it. In this way, you can take time. You should know that, no, yes, you have really understood my potential, and I can do much better than this, you don't know me. No? Like that. In this way, one should never pose one's accomplishments to one's spiritual master. Rather, one should report in a humble state of mind what has been done by his mercy. So, we say, whatever I have done, this is your mercy. That's all. We should not simply say, but we should feel also that without the mercy of the Guru, we cannot do anything. Sometimes devotees come and they start, you know, doing some good activity in devotional service, they start thinking that like some many people, you know, that's not even they will start getting up early and all these things, it means they will pride, you know. They will start correcting this, you know, senior devotees. You get up and you are sleeping late, and you know, Prabhuji, you said like this, questioning, say, sign of false ego. These are the, for particularly for the senior devotees, you should never correct or you should never make them get up. No, so you should understand that they are sinning. Yes, when they are sleeping, let them sleep. But they are more intelligent than you. Yes? Yes. So that's it. So, see, the point is that you have to inspire. Particularly, I am telling you about the senior devotees. Right? So, of course, after Krishna, Krishna really deserves the help of Krishna. But when it comes to the counselor, or you know, it comes to the very senior devotee, the guru, you should be very careful. Like that. You should never think that I am superior than them. And I am in a position, I have become so advanced that I can deliver to my guru. Never think like that. One should always be humble. Also, one should never sit on the same level as the spiritual master. Any of the spiritual master puts you better to maybe? Puts you better. No. You should always sit on the lower level. It's like sometimes you see, senior devotee, you should give more higher respect. Just like, you know, suppose all of us are sitting in the meeting, you should always see that senior devotee should sit on the higher level. Therefore, you should give the asana to the senior devotee, especially those who are giving class. So then you should give asana. You should see that when you sit first, you should immediately see that. Before sitting yourself, you should see all other devotees. If there is somebody senior, and he is also sitting on the mat, he cannot sit on the mat. Right? Because?
You
are immediately thinking that you are on the same level.
I see the thought
coming. Therefore, immediately, so how to sit? You want to sit, so you go and bring some higher thing which can and give it to Guru. How is that day?
Unconsciously we are doing the same mistake
with that. Unconsciously, therefore this is not...
We don't know before that.
Yeah. Therefore, it is forgiven. No? It is forgiven. Many things we don't know, unconsciously we do. But that is not as serious. And therefore, gradually many things comes. No? Like that. So we should immediately go and bring something and give higher level. And then you can sit on that level. We should not read books other than what our Guru has given us without the permission and blessings of our Guru. So many books people read without the taking permission. Internet site pe chale jate hain, kuchte nahi hain. Kisi bhi site pe jaake open karke koi bhi kitab khol ke padhte hain. This is against principles. So we should take permission before reading anything, before going on any site, before we can go, because if you don't take permission, you will be in danger. You don't know.
Faith will
decrease. After all, Srila Prabhupada has given majority of his life in writing books for us. If you read them 100,000 times, some people read books which are not Srila Prabhupada books. They go in Vrindavan somewhere and they bring so many books, they sell there and they will buy books there without asking. So many other books like that. They will not read Srila Prabhupada books, but they will read so many other books. So you should be very careful that you should not read any other books. And if you want to read it, ask them.
But many times it has been seen that the material people who are in different, they are taking different spiritual gurus. They are telling that my guru says this, it is in this book. And how to agree with these people?
Yeah. just you can tell that that book is not representing Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Like one professor was in McKinley department who is telling about the Kanyakumari body.
Oh,
Brahma Kumari. About. And he was suggesting to the Prabhuji.
Yeah,
you said
about
Brahma Kumari. So we don't know about it.
Yeah.
He
should not dream, that's what I am telling. He should ask before. And all these, they are impersonal, Mayavadis. Mayavadis, they think that they are God.
You know what is Brahmavari? What is
Brahmavari? Then we can discuss. I will take all these philosophies one by one. All these various sampradaya, art of living, all these.
Okay, is
it
also
one sampradaya? Yes, not sampradaya, the up sampradaya.
How
one class I have taken, the cheaters and cheated. Cheating guru. Various types of wrong philosophy. No, I will take one class. There are 10 types of, 10, 15 types of main wrong philosophy. That we can discuss in one class. So, we should read Prabhupada books and any other book. So we'll stop here. I think one more page is left. That we'll discuss later next. Okay? So, any question? Today we have just discussed how to deal with this spiritual master. Then next will be the etiquette with the senior Vaishnavas. How to, what are the various etiquette?
One thing I want to ask. You told about the selfless love. How to define it?
Selfless, very good question. The selfless love means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Aslishava Padratam Pinastuma, Adarsanatma Mahatam Puratuva, Yathatathava Bindhatulam Patumatana. Either you embrace me or make me broken hearted. Whatever you do with me, still you are my worshipful Lord. Very good when somebody is embracing, somebody is praising me and somebody is, accepting my suggestions. Very easy to love. If somebody is rejecting me, somebody is beating me, or if somebody is chastise kar raha hai hamari galtiyon ke liye, but then still you continue the love. Somebody is rejecting me, still you love him. That is a success. So Krishna, you see, very simple example, that Krishna left the gopis in Vrindavan. Krishna rejected them, but they still they loved. They did not know anybody, and they wanted to commit suicide. But then Krishna, they did not commit suicide. You know why? Because if Krishna by chance comes here and he will not see us, then he will feel pain in his heart. So how we can commit suicide if we can give pain to Krishna? So for this purpose, that Krishna should not feel pain by hearing that we have committed suicide, therefore they did not commit suicide. They did not eat anything. They were just like a stick. They had become thick, thin like a stick in the separation from Krishna. But still, they would not die. Right? It will not please Krishna. At least Krishna will be happy at least knowing that, okay, my devotee is living. That will give him happiness at least. Like that. So this is selfless love. Selfless love. And in Vrindavan, either gopis or the cowherd boys or Mother Yasoda or all the Brajvasis and all the devotees in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, Acharya, they all have attained this stage. They did everything selflessly. Krishna, if you accept also, if you reject also, what you have spoken. It's only for your pleasure. Not that I should be pleased. Why my opinion is not respected? Why I am not being respected? No. Everything for other pleasures. So nowadays you see, this is not love, this is lust. Why? Because jab tak aap meri baaton ko maan rahe ho, to theek hai. शादी का चलेगा जैसे ही थोड़ा भी अनबन हुआ आप मैं ये चैनल देखना चाहती हूँ आप कोई और चैनल देखना चाहते हो झगड़ा हो गया Till the time you are gratifying my senses, you are very dear to me. The moment you start objecting my sense gratification, जैसे बहुत लोग होते हैं घर पे जाते हैं तो आप बहुत लोग करते हैं, लेकिन जब बेटा बोलता है कि पापा मैं हरे कृष्ण जप कर रहा हूँ, अरे ये क्या कर रहा है, और मुझे प्याज लहसुन नहीं खाना है, अरे ये क्या कर रहा है, है? तो ऐसा कैसे कर सकता है ना? तो जैसे हिरण ने कैसे पूछा ना, प्रहलाद महाराज जैसे ही प्रहलाद महाराज विष्णु की पूजा करने लगे, हिरण ने कैसे बहुत प्रेम कर सकता, लेकिन जैसे ही उसको पता चला कि विष्णु की पूजा कर रहे हैं तो क्या तुरंत प्रेम जो है उल्टा हो गया, वो मारने लगा प्रहलाद महाराज को, कितनी जान लेने की कोशिश की कितनी बार प्रहलाद महाराज को, लेकिन तो वास्तव में वो प्रेम नहीं था, प्रेम मतलब चाहे मुझे प्रेम करे या न करे मैं उसको प्रेम करूंगा, चाहे मुझे पहले था जैसे हस्बैंड वाइफ में इस तरह का प्रेम था पहले वैदिक कल्चर, इवन सीज टू बी वेरी चेस्ट पतिव्रता, even husband will reject, they will continue to love. And such even, even they will die. And वो लोग जो है वो सती प्रथा जो बताते ना, जिसमें कि जलती थी स्त्रियाँ पति के साथ, पिता से जल जाती थी, क्योंकि उतना प्रेम होता था उनको, इतना लगाव होता था, वास्तव में होता था, उनको दर्द नहीं होता था जल्दी, तो इसलिए ये सती प्रथा थी, जबरदस्ती डाल रहा थी, तो इस तरह का प्रेम था सेल्फलेस लव करने के लिए, नॉट ऑफ दी बॉडी लेता है, जब तक सुंदर स्त्री है तब तक प्रेम करूंगा, जैसे कोई और सुंदर मिलेगी छोड़ दूंगा, दिस इज लव, इज नॉट लव, सो दिस डिफरेंस इन सेल्फलेस लव, द साइन ऑफ सेल्फलेस लव इज सर्विस, आई एम जस्ट वॉन्ट टू सर्व प्लीज, बिकॉज ही प्लीजेज मी ही सर्व्स मी, डजंट मैटर नथिंग इन रिटर्न, नो एक्सपेक्टेशन इन रिटर्न, दैट इज कॉल्ड सेल्फलेस लव, I am offering Krishna and Bhoga, not because Krishna will give me, you know, first rank in IIT Delhi, you know, first position, 100% marks. And if he doesn't give, then I will not offer. Ab kya fayda hai inko chalane se, kuch kiya hi nahi inhone.
So sometimes when we prepare the food, what we like we prepare and
yeah.
We serve.
Yes.
So what?
That is not real.
What?
But we like Krishna.
But we like that we serve to the Krishna, like Prasadam.
We should serve what Krishna likes. You know?
How do we know? How do you know?
Yes. Therefore, whatever menu is decided, we are creating.
Okay.
That is the problem. Okay. You know, we are eating our own food. We have chala diya. Bhagwan. The menu is bana diya gaya. Whatever menu is prepared here, that menu should be followed.
So, if we eat it, then we will eat it.
मिर्च तो एक ही दिन ऑफर कर सकते हैं ना, थोड़ा सा टू मच चिली इज नॉट गुड इन द फूड इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस।
अच्छा अच्छा
प्याज लहसुन के जी मैं मोड ऑफ फैशन होता है, मोड ऑफ फैशन है नहीं ग्रोइंग, इसी तरह की समथिंग इज विच इज अगेंस्ट द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, सो इफ यू ईट दैट देन योर कॉन्शियसनेस विल बिकम डल, आप जो है लेजी हो बनोगे।
प्याज में वो डिप्रेशन कैसे होता है?
प्याज में पैशन होता है ना, प्याज आप लोग है ना स्वयं होता है, लेकिन मैं भी पैशनेट, जैसे कॉफी पीने से क्या होता है एक्साइटमेंट होता है, एक्साइटमेंट होता है लेजीनेस, या तो मोड ऑफ इंडरनेस में जाएंगे या मोड ऑफ पैशन में आप चले जाएंगे, और उसमें क्या होगा कृष्ण को याद करना मुश्किल होगा, सेंसेस को कंट्रोल करना बहुत डिफिकल्ट हो जाता है, देन योर सेंसेस बिकम पावरफुल, द सेंसेस बिकम पावरफुल देन ही इट विल वांडर हियर एंड देयर लुक टुवर्ड्स वुमेन, है ना, एक्साइटेड हो जाते हैं, देन कॉन्सेंट्रेशन विल नॉट बी देयर, सो कंट्रोल विल नॉट बी देयर, सेल्फ कंट्रोल विल बी लेस, है ना, लाइक दैट, और अदरवाइज विल बिकम लेजी, विल फील स्लीपी, मोर स्लीपी, फ्रेश करते हैं तो जस्ट एक्साइटमेंट, टेम्पररी एक्साइटमेंट, एंड जैसे ही वो डाउन होता है फिर आप डाउन हो जाते हैं, फिर डिवर्क कॉफी चाहिए, डिपेंडेंट ऑन टी एंड कॉफी एडिक्शन, एंड इफ यू डिपेंड ऑन एनी अदर थिंग अदर देन कृष्णा देन यू आर एडिक्टेड एनी थिंग अदर देन कृष्णा दैट इज ऑब्स्टेकल, नाउ यू आर नॉट टेकिंग ना, हाँ
That's good.
So let us tell you about
I'll tell you, this is a very great sin also.
Why
it is not necessary and we are taking. To grow it, we have to, you know, so much land we are wasting. एक प्रेजेंटेशन में आप लोगों को दो मिनट में दिखाता हूँ, उसमें बताया गया है कितना लैंड हम लोग वेस्ट कर रहे हैं अभी इसके लिए।
राधा
रानी
के
मतलब कृष्ण
जी ने
वृंदावन छोड़
दिया था।